Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Charlie James. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Roger Craig. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting second. The center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Flood moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gabrielson. White reaches second base with a double. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boyer for the out. White moves to third. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is walked intentionally. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Craig covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Santo moves to second. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards first. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Santo moves to third. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCarver for a passed ball. Gabrielson moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Santo scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. White hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Amalfi Tano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell strikes out. One out. Joey Amalfi Tano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfi Tano is 0-for-1 in the game. Amalfi Tano hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-1 in the game. Burton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCarver is hit by the pitch. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCarver moves to second. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxville hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0-for-1 in the game. Craig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock, who is chasing the ball. Santo reaches third base with a triple. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a line drive towards short. Maxville reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flood hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel takes first base on ball 4. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 0-for-1 in the game. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards first. White fields the ball and throws to Craig covering. Safe. Bertel moves to second. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0-for-2 in the game. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields it and throws to second for the out. Bertel moves to third. Two outs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-2 in the game. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-2 in the game. James hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. McCarver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Shannon now playing right field. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gabrielson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig fires to first and picks off Gabrielson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Morgan pinch hits for Dal Maxville. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. One out. Bob Skinner pinch hits for Roger Craig. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Buchek pinch runs for Bob Skinner. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Flood moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Buchek now playing shortstop. Ron Taylor now pitching. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bertel hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buell strikes out. Two outs. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0 for 3 in the game. Amalfitano is hit by the pitch. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0 for 3 in the game. Burton takes first base on ball 4. Amalfitano moves to second. Gordy Richardson now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer now catching. Billy Cowan now playing center field. Ellis Burton now playing right field. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCarver for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-3 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schaefer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat pinch hits for Gordy Richardson. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick pinch hits for Jerry Buchek. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.